Leading public figures have said David Cameron's claim that Britain is a Christian country risks sowing alienation and division across society. This follows an article last week for the Church Times by Mr. Cameron, in which he wrote of his own faith and his desire to infuse politics with Christian ideals and values. More than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters, academics have subsequently signed an open letter expressing concern at the negative consequences of the Prime Minister's assertion in a country where most people do not describe themselves as Christian. Can we still call Britain a Christian nation? Well, I'm pleased to say, joining us now from the British Humanist Association is Andrew Copson. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this letter then.
Well, the letter was a response to the increasing trend over the last few years of church leaders, obviously, but also some politicians, and including the Prime Minister, of describing Britain as a Christian country. So the Prime Minister said in the last week in a series of speeches and articles that Britain is a Christian country, that we should promote that fact, be proud of Britain as a Christian country, and that he wanted to give Christian organisations a greater role in our public life and in, for example, the provision of public services. So the signatories to our letter object to that, wanted to use this as an opportunity to present an alternative point of view, which is that, firstly, Britain is not a Christian country. Only a minority of people in Britain are practising, believing Christians.
Ah, now then, there's the gauge, isn't it? Because I was going to say, how do you gauge faith here? Is it being baptised or is it regular church attendance?
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, there are so many possible measures of what, you know, being religious or being Christian means. I think we can look at it in three ways. We can look at it in religious practice, religious beliefs and religious identities. Well, 60% of people never go to a religious service, and the percentage of people who go to one regularly is under 10%. So in terms of practice, we're definitely not a Christian country. Now, in terms of belief, polls and surveys show that about 20%, maybe 30% of people have Christian beliefs in that they believe that Jesus was the Son of God and so on. Now, a larger number of people than that identify as Christian religiously, but it's still only 43%. So if you look at the British Social Attitudes Survey that asks people if they feel they belong to a religion, and if so, what it is, only 43% of people say Christian. So on all those measures, we're not a Christian country.
Is there something fundamentally wrong with having Christian values?
Well, what...
Seems rather nice, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Forgiveness, tolerance, coexistence...
If they're the values that you think Christian values are, I mean, one of the problems, of course, is that...
What do you think they are, as a human?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a Christian. I mean, I see in
Christians, I know,
many different sorts of values. Some people think that the sort of values that you've just laid out are Christian values. Some people have very different ideas. So, I mean, one of the problems about talking about Christian values, of course, is that many people, including many Christians, disagree as to what they are.
And yet, the Humanist Association seem to have a beanie on it about this. Does it matter that much? It's a personal matter, isn't it? Are you just annoyed at the Prime Minister?
No, certainly not. I mean, the letter makes it very clear in the first sentence of the letter that the Prime Minister is entitled to his religious beliefs, as everyone in this country is, and quite rightly, and it's the result of living in a free society, in a secular state, more or less. So, not at all, it's not about the Prime Minister's religious beliefs, nor anyone's religious beliefs.
Let me tell you what it is.
What it is saying that if we want to build a national identity and the government wants to promote a national identity of Britishness, it is a mistake to alienate those many non-Christians like me and my parents and my grandparents and all the people who signed this letter and a lot of other people who are not Christians in this country by trying to make a very narrow, specific religion the basis of our national identity.
Do you think organised faith gets more power than it deserves in this country?
In general?
Yeah.
I think that religious organisations, especially the established church, the Church of England, have too much power and privilege in this country. I don't think it's right that a third of our state-funded schools are controlled by churches, which choose which children to admit based on religious factors, and therefore can reject taxpayers who've paid their money to fund those schools just because they're not Christian. I think it's wrong that the Church of England has an automatic right to 26 seats in our parliament, even though it represents only 20% of the population.
So, yes.
So I do think that many religious organisations...
How many people signed this letter, Andrew?
Over the weekend, 50 people signed it.
So
we organised it over... Well, it depends on the relative scale. I mean, how many people would you like to have signed
it? Well, we're talking about a nation here, aren't we?
Well, they're only responding to one man. So I suppose 50 versus 1 is quite a lot. But the 50 people who signed it were the people who, over the weekend, we contacted who were able to get back. I mean, obviously, we were on holiday, so it was a very short order. But the number of signatures in the letter is not the most important thing. The most important thing is the proportion of the country that they represent. And polls and surveys show again and again that most people in this country, majority of people in this country, do not want to see religion mixed up with politics, do not want to see religious groups running our public services. They want to see a different sort of Britain. And I think that most people think that if we're going to have a British identity today that includes us all, we need to build on shared values like respect for democracy, like respect for the rule of law, like neighbourliness and tolerance, and recognise those as values that are shared by people of all different religions and beliefs, rather than trying to base our national identity on a narrow single religious category.
Andrew, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association there. Just...